It's a bit like our whole issue with the commonage. There's been no consultation with farmers in disadvantaged and marginal land over this. And there's just so many hiccups in it that farmers will find it very difficult to comply with it. The reason we think it's been extended is that nobody has applied for it.
Your contention is that the extension isn't so much to allow for resolutions to be found as just to get more farmers to sign on so it can be pushed over the line.
I think so. From our experience here, very few farmers have signed up to it because they have huge concerns. We would be of the opinion that if farmers do accept his word and do join up in significant numbers, there probably will be very little changes to it, which will make the scheme extremely difficult.
The other side of the coin is that if farmers don't sign up and are excluded from the scheme, they're losing up to €95 per animal. Can farmers afford that?
Well, there's a very simple answer to that, Donald. They're not losing €95 per animal because there's huge costs in complying. Farmers have to purchase very, very expensive 4- and 5-star bulls. They have to have 4- and 5-star replacement heifers. They have to pay for genotyping of animals. They have to get an advisor to complete a carbon navigator. I think farmers believe they would actually be out of pocket by joining the scheme as it stands.